Our meeting today is for a very special occasion, which is passing the baton of Ohev Yisrael's office of senior rabbi from me to Rabbi Aaron, and the passing of his office of associate rabbi from him to me. So from now on, if there are any complaints, you know where to go. This plan for leadership succession was on the elders' drawing board due to my advancing age, even before we knew of Aaron's availability. Such planning should occur in all synagogues and churches, but alas, it is not, because those in senior leadership too often try to hold on to their positions of leadership until they either die in office or declining health precludes their continuing. In either case, the senior leader's abrupt departure results in a leadership crisis due to no one having been groomed to step into the vacuum. Sometimes the aging leader succumbs to pressure and leaves the congregation disgruntled, taking loyal congregants with him. I'm happy to say that Ohev Yisrael is not such a congregation, and in fact began its tradition of orderly leadership transition 12 years ago, when Scott Moore stepped down as senior leader in order to make a place for me and stayed on as an elder, thereby helping me to be successful. Interestingly, passing the baton of leadership is a recurring theme of the Bible. In early times, family leadership, that is, birthright, was passed from father to firstborn son, with occasional exceptions. God himself caused Abraham's leadership to pass through Isaac, and we no doubt remember the tumultuous way in which Jacob received his birthright from Isaac, despite his brother Esau being his firstborn fraternal twin. I'm also reminded of how the leadership of Israel passed from Moses to Joshua. We read in Deuteronomy 34:7-9, Moshe was 120 years old, about where I am right now. And he died with eyes undimmed and vigor undiminished. The people of Israel mourned Moshe on the plains of Moab for 30 days. And after this, the days of crying and mourning for Moshe ended. And Yehoshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moshe had laid his hands on him, and the people of Israel heeded him and did what Adonai had ordered Moshe. There were also occasions when leadership passed, not because of the leader's advanced age, but due to his having committed sin. Such was the case when God transferred Saul's leadership to David. And we read in 1 Samuel 16:1, Adonai said to Shmuel, "How much longer are you going to go on grieving for Shaul, now that I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Yishai, the Beit Lachmi, because I have chosen myself a king from among his sons." Continuing with verses 10 to 12. Yishai presented seven of his sons to Shmuel, but Shmuel told Yishai, "Adonai has not chosen these. Are all your sons here?" And Shmuel asked Yishai this, and he replied, "They're still the youngest. He's out there tending the sheep." Shmuel said to Yishai, "Send and bring him back, because we won't sit down to eat until he gets here." He sent and brought him in. With ruddy cheeks, red hair, and bright eyes, he was a good-looking fellow. Adonai said, "Stand up and anoint him. He's the one." So David received Saul's mantle of leadership, but his initially ruddy cheeks, red hair, and bright eyes eventually gave way to age, And in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, we read, "The time came near for David to die, so he commissioned Shlomo his son as follows. I am going the way of all the earth. Therefore be strong. Show yourself a man. Observe the charge of Adonai your God to go his ways and keep his regulations, his mitzvot, and rulings and instructions, in accordance with what is written in the Torah of Moshe, so that you will succeed in all you do wherever you go." And concluding with verses 10 to 12, "Then David slept with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. David had ruled Israel for 40 years, 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Yerushalayim. Shlomo sat on the throne of David, his father, and his rule had become firmly established." We also read in 1 Kings 19:16 how God told Elijah that Elisha, the son of Shaphat, would become Elijah's successor. And we read in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 9 to 15, "After they had crossed, Eliyahu went to Elisha. Tell me what I can do for you before I am taken away from you. And Elisha said, please, let a double share of your spirit be on me. He replied, you have requested a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, you will get what you asked for. But if not, you won't. And suddenly, as they were walking on and talking, there appeared a fiery chariot with horses of fire. And as it separated the two of them from each other, Eliyahu went up into heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw it, men of Israel, and then he lost sight of him. And seizing his clothes, he tore them in half. And then he picked up Eliyahu's cloak, which had fallen off him. And standing on the bank of the Yarden, he took the cloak that had fallen off Eliyahu, struck the water, and said, where is Adonai, the God of Eliyahu? But when he actually did strike the water, it divided itself to the left and to the right. Then Elisha crossed over. When the guild prophets of Jericho saw him in the distance, they said, the spirit of Eliyahu does rest on Elisha. Advancing to meet him, they prostrated themselves on the ground before him. There are other examples of leadership succession as well, but I will jump forward to the most prominent of them all, the one where Yeshua was preparing to return to his Father in heaven and told his disciples in John 14:26, but the counselor, the Ruach HaKodesh, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. That is, he will remind you of everything I have said to you. So the Ruach HaKodesh succeeded Yeshua, but he was not the only one that Yeshua's disciples succeeded him, for he told his disciples in John 14:12, yes, indeed, I tell you that whoever trusts in me, I will also do the works I do. Indeed, he will do greater ones because I am going to the Father. Now, similar to how Elisha succeeded Elijah in his prophetic ministry by receiving his spirit when he was taken up into heaven, Yeshua's disciples succeeded Yeshua in his ministry by receiving the Holy Spirit, whom he sent back after he was taken up. And we who are Yeshua's present-day disciples are successors to his early disciples in that we have all inherited their ministry of succession, making new disciples of those who will in turn succeed us by making other new disciples. And on and on. But our business today is to transfer the title and responsibility of congregational leader of Ohev Yisrael to our brother, Rabbi Aaron Alsbrook. There are several criteria that are required for the office, primarily those listed in 1 Timothy 3, verses 2 to 7. A congregational leader must be above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, orderly, hospitable, and able to teach. He must not drink excessively or get into fights. Rather, he must be kind and gentle. He must not be a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, having children who obey him with all proper respect. For if a man can't manage his own household, how will he be able to care for God's messianic community? He must not be a new believer, because if he is, he might become puffed up with pride and thus fall under the same judgment as did the adversary. And furthermore, he must be well regarded by outsiders so that he won't fall into disgrace and into the adversary's trap. And similarly, in Titus 1, verse 6 to 9, we read, a leader must be blameless, husband to one wife, with believing children who do not have a reputation for being wild or rebellious. For an overseer, as someone entrusted with God's affairs, must be blameless. He must not be self-willed or quick-tempered. He must not drink excessively, get into fights, or be greedy for dishonest gain. On the contrary, he must be hospitable, devoted to good, sober-minded, upright, uprightness in holiness and self-control. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message that agrees with the doctrine. And that is so that by his sound teaching, he'll be able to exhort and encourage and also to refute those who speak against it. There are three other important characteristics that bear mentioning as well. A, he must be gifted and skilled. B, he must be theologically astute. C, he must be competent in organizational management. D, he must be a team builder. Ohev Yisrael's elders have compared Rabbi Alsbrook to all of those criteria and have concluded that he is well qualified. So with assurance that it is a biblical precept to implement succession from a congregational leader of advanced age to one who is younger, let us turn to today's matter at hand, which is transferring the position and title of congregational leader of Ohev Yisrael, along with its authority and responsibility, from me, Ohev Yisrael's current congregational leader, to my associate, Rabbi Aaron Alsbrook. Now, before we call Rabbi Aaron and Brooke up, I would like to call up Rabbi Michael Weiner, who is here representing Tikkun. Michael?
Don't do that. No. Thank you, though. It's good, really good to be here. I woke up on Thursday morning in Phoenix. I just want you to feel sorry for me for just a minute. I woke up in Phoenix and flew to Nashville, got into Nashville and drove 2.5 hours to Knoxville. Because of the time change, it was a 3.5 hour drive. Then I woke up yesterday and drove up 81. Oy vey. I've driven on 81 many times. I've never seen traffic like that. It was stop and go for 300 miles. It was ridiculous. Anyway, thank you. Well, that's probably the case. But so if you all would just, thank you. No, I'm really honored to be here. I have a couple of comments, and I wanted to keep this short because I've been told to. But I have here a certificate, and we're going to pass this along. Have you seen this, Michael?
Yes.
Come from you. It's a attestation from Tikkun America that Aaron Alsbrook is having hands laid on him today to become the congregational leader of Ohev Yisrael. Many of you don't know me. I have a history here. It goes back almost, I think maybe Dennis and Melanie were here the day I walked in, and nobody else. Anybody else want to claim that honor? It was Yom Kippur, 1982. Walked into the service as a non-believer with my wife and three daughters. And what the Lord has done. And that afternoon, we went over to our cantor's house and sat on the floor in his living room. He had couches, but don't think I was allowed to sit in them. We sat on the floor in his living room and had the plan of salvation explained to us. And we served in the congregation for 10 years before moving to Israel and then back to Texas and then to Tennessee, where we started our current congregation, Shomer Yisrael. We have the same last name. We started Shomer Yisrael 21 years ago. And we've tried to follow the pattern that you see here today to create a place where everyone is welcome and where the Lord is lifted up. And it's easy to tell that Yeshua is Jewish. Someone says, is that new? No, it's not new. Yeshua's always been Jewish. But I want to wrap this up, and the way I'm going to do it is to tell you something that you may or may not know. Aaron is not ready to be the congregational leader here. I don't know if that's a shock to you. You elders prayed over this and obviously made a wise decision. But I want to tell you that if he were ready, there'd be no opportunity for God to create in him a capacity to lead at a high level. None of us are ever ready for the responsibilities God has for us. He pours out anointing. That's why it's called anointing. And I believe this is a word from the Lord today. And I don't know if you know about words from the Lord. I think you do. But they're not fortune tellers. We're not telling the fortune. We are confirming what we already know. This, what we know is that this is the man of God for this place at this time. What we know is that God will continue to do a work in him, just as he will do a work in each of us. What we know is that God will anoint him so that his capabilities will continue to grow. And I just want to bless you, Aaron, and it's up to others, the local leadership, to set you in, but I, on behalf of Tikkun America, we affirm what's happening here today and welcome you as the new leader, soon to be new leader at Ohev Yisrael. The three amigos are here. I want to ask you guys to come up here for just a second. I'm going to close this up now. Thank you, Michael. Hurry up, guys. Don't make me wait. Yes, yes, yes. You're an amigo. These guys came from far and wide. You want to, Keith, you're going to introduce everybody?
Okay. I'm Keith Henschen. I'm actually an elder at Shomer Yisrael with Rabbi Mike from Knoxville. And this is Lawrence Welsh. He's from just across town. 40 minutes. He's over at Ahavat Yeshua. And this is Sam Lewis, and he's from Pittsburgh.
What's the name?
Suresh David.
So why are you guys here?
We're here to support one of our best friends. Really, at this point, it may be Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the fourth. Who is he? I cannot tell. But no, we're here to support our friend. Over the past 3 or 4 years, we've really, as a bromance may go, we've fallen in love with each other. We keep in touch, and we care for each other and love each other as a brother. And this has been one of the most amazing friendships that I've ever had in all my life. And I'm so thankful that Aaron is a part of that.
Why are you giving me the mic? I just wanted to say that we're connected through prayer, you know, and we're connected to this congregation because we're praying for the soon-to-be new leader. So, and we've already been connected through Yeshua, through the Spirit of God. We're all connected, and we love this congregation, and we love Aaron and his family, Brooke and the kids.
One thing that I would say that I've noticed from Aaron, and how long has it been now? Over 5 years? Yeah, is just a mark of humility that I've seen on this guy, because he meets the qualifications for sure, and I think everyone recognizes that, but he is, I've seen him be an excellent friend and mentor to people just about every step of the way where I've seen him, and it is an honor to be here as this group of friends, and I heard that because it's my first time here, I get to go first at the food afterwards, so that's even another plus.
I feel left out that I don't have one of my children in arm here. Hey, buddy. So take both of them.
And Keith has five. And Cammie is here with Keith today. Cammie, thank you for making the trip. And I'm keeping you out of the doghouse, buddy. Bless the Lord. I want to challenge you. One last thing I have to say. I have another 15 seconds. And that is, it's the responsibility of the elders here to pray for the soul of the congregational leader. And I want to challenge each of you to pray for his soul. I almost left out a comment I had to make about Brooke. Brooke, you remember, how many years ago could it have been? 10? Maybe more? I saw Brooke at the Tikkun conference sitting by herself in the leadership portion, and I really felt the anointing of the Lord. I walked over with my wife, Ann, and we laid hands on her and prayed for her and prophesied that the Lord would bring her a man. Obviously, you heard that prayer and answered the call. Good. And I just want to challenge each of you to pray for your new leader. And then when you're done praying, go to him and say, how can I serve with you? Let's build together. Thank you.
Mike, don't sit down, because I'd like you to be up here praying. Could I ask another chair to be brought up here, please? Could I ask Brooke to come up at this time also, please? Let's give Brooke a hand as she comes up. And now I would like to ask the elders and elders' wives to come up, please. Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to install Aaron, as leader of Ohev Yisrael, and I therefore will begin. We'll lay hands on him. Then we'll pray for Brooke in a few minutes. Let's see. Is there everybody up here that needs to be up here? Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Is Maria up here?
Yes.
Where is she? Oh, there she is. Okay. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, I hereby transfer the position and authority that I have here as congregational leader to my brother, Aaron. Lord, protect him, give him wisdom, give him a double portion of my spirit. I know, Lord, I could not have served here adequately without the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit, Lord, leading me, sometimes even kicking me in the direction that I should go. And I ask, Lord, every time you've kicked me, kick him twice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Who should I give the microphone to now?
Lord, thank you for this day. It's very satisfying, Lord, to see this. Just for me, Lord, for all of us. Lord, I pray that it's in my heart that you would give Aaron the anointing that George Washington had when he started this country, Lord, and with all his fears and inhibitions and insecurities and everything that you used him to bring the nation forth in righteousness. I pray that Aaron would have that anointing to bring a new work here, Lord, and bring the congregation forth in righteousness. I also pray he would only take the things on that you have given him and not be distracted by anything else, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we're thankful for this day. Thankful for what you've done for this congregation. Thank you for your faithfulness for those who have gotten us to this point, Lord God, and for your grace and mercy. And we thank you for Michael's service, Lord, for all these years and helping us continue to grow and to sustain us and keep us together, Lord. We truly are humbled and thank you for his leadership and his love for each one of us. And we're thankful for bringing Aaron and Brooke here, Lord, and we bow in awe of your grace and mercy to us, and we're thankful, Father. And we receive him now as the congregational leader, as the head rabbi, lead elder, pastor. We pray all these gifts will grow and grow even more and more within him. Thank you for how you prepared him for every angle of his life, Lord, up to this point. You've prepared him for this moment, and we receive it, and we ask you to bless him mightily, anoint him with the Holy Spirit in a fresh new way, O God. Help us as a congregation to truly receive them, to love them, and to care for them, to be challenged by them, to be led by them, and even to be obedient. Do a new thing in our midst, Father, we pray, O God. Thank you for Brooke and for her life and for her passion for you and her the spirit that we see living within her. We pray we receive her as our congregational leader's wife and the great blessing she is to all of us. We are so grateful and thankful for that as well. In Yeshua's name, Lord God.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for Brooke and for Aaron. Ask your anointing to rest upon them. Let them rest in your presence and rely on you at all times. And pour out your spirit, Lord, upon them both. Let them walk with gladness before you and serve with joy. Lead this congregation, Lord, to New Jerusalem. In the name of Yeshua, bless them and anoint them for this calling on their lives, that many in your kingdom will be blessed and your kingdom will grow. Yeshua's name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us that you've shown us this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought provision, Lord, from afar. And I ask that you bless them for taking this step of faith to come here, Lord, in a different place, God. But how you have opened the door for them here in a mighty way, Lord. And we thank you again for your goodness to us and the example of boldness love for you, Lord, love for their family, Lord. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And we thank you for that picture and for their lives here, Lord. I ask that you bless them, strengthen them, Lord, pour out your grace in their lives, Lord, in the day-to-day, Lord, and in the mountains, the valleys, Lord, pour out your grace, your presence be with them, Lord, and equip them for this job. And I thank you for your provision for OHEV and how you've kept OHEV through the years, Lord, and for those who have served. And Lord, we have a new day today. We ask, God, that you just continue your work at OHEV, all that you desire, Lord. We ask for your protection to be around them, Lord. Put a guard around them. Keep them safe, Lord. In Yeshua's name.
Pray in particular, Father, for grace and strength for Brooke as she's raising three little ones and Aaron also, Lord. But special grace upon Brooke, Lord, as she's carrying a lot of weight. I pray a blessing upon the children that their hearts be so warmed and open to you because they see your glory resting in the home. We pray for your peace upon all of them and you would draw them at a very early age to yield to your will and to see your face, Lord, we pray.
We're going to continue to pray for Brooke, but I want to say something first. We have in Brooke a woman that we already see the Lord has anointed for leadership. Now, it occurs to me that there in the Jewish community, there's a term that's called Rebbetzin. And sometimes the Rebbetzin is just thought of as the wife of the rabbi. I don't think that that is the full picture of who the Rebbetzin is or who the Rebbetzin is supposed to be. I think the Rebbetzin is supposed to be a leader in her own right, a leader of women, a leader in setting an example for a Jewish home. Now, we have always given honor to the wives of the elders and the wives of the congregational leaders, without a doubt. Sherry was a magnificent partner to Scott. Maria is a magnificent wife to me. Both have been servants to the congregation. But I think there's something just a little special in terms of Brooke's preparation for this position that we all need to be praying for. Now, I don't know how it's going to unfold. She has a lot of distraction because of young children, but I can really see that God is going to, has not only made her a leader already, but is going to build her leadership into something even stronger than it is today. And we all need to be praying for that. So let's continue to pray for Brooke.
Lord, thank you for bringing Aaron and Brooke here to our congregation. I can almost see that as a repeat 12 years ago when Michael came here. He came here just at the right time. And I see the same thing with Brooke and Aaron there. He just came to the right time. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for bringing him here to us, Lord. And, Lord, I pray for Brooke, Lord, that to be a leader and an example to all of us, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Will the deacons and wives now come up, please? The Shamashin. want to, the Shemeshim are the are among the high, highly gifted and have great responsibility for the congregation. And the wives of the Shemeshim serve with them. Excuse me, Melanie, I know that you're not a Shemeshah, but would you come up also, please? Because Melanie, she meets with the Shemeshim as well. I want to give them an opportunity to lay hands and pray as well as the Lord leads. So anyone who wants the microphone, just reach for it, please.
Father God, we thank you that your timing is always perfect. And Father, as a congregation, we ask that you would build us up, that we can be those arms of strength, holding up Aaron and Brooke's arms as they lead our congregation. Father, we ask for every member of the congregation, everybody that's here, to remember the leadership teams and to pray for them, but especially for Brooke and for Aaron as they take over this position of great responsibility. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them into our midst. We are most blessed. Amen.
Abba, we all echo that grateful heart. And Father, I thank you for what you've revealed to us in this couple. Thank you that you've shown us that Aaron is indeed a bodybuilder, that he has a solid foundation, the shoes of the gospel of peace. He has a strong core. And Lord, we know how important that is to building a body. I thank you for the core of elders and their wives that surround him. Father, I thank you that he has a body that is receptive to what he's doing because he is connected to you as the head. Thank you, Lord. Keep him strong. Keep him connected. Continue to pour into him through Brooke. Father, she is the one that comes alongside and supports. And Father, as Steve said, we are here to support them, to lift up their limbs when they get weary, to cover them in prayer, and with your mantle of protection on their family. Father, we thank you for the prophetic that you are doing in your body coming forth through these two vessels. Thank you for the anointing that you're pouring into them now and from this day forward in Yeshua's name.
Lord, we just thank you for both Brooke and Aaron. We just ask that you would cover them with your grace and your wisdom, and that you would anoint both of them so that they can do your work here in this congregation.
Lord, we pray for wisdom for both Brooke and Aaron. Lord, they are still human, and they're going to get tired and going to experience difficult situations. We ask that you would give them your wisdom in those difficult situations, that when things are cloudy, you would give them clear sight, you would give them the words to say in those difficult situations, and to those people who are hurting, Lord, that you would give them your spirit to guide them. We know that you will. We thank you, Lord, for bringing them here. Many of us prayed for this moment, and to see them here is a testament to your faithfulness and that you do hear our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for never forgetting us.
Thank you, Lord, for the fresh outpouring of your spirit that's been on this congregation. I pray, Lord, that we would begin to dance like David danced, that we would be a first century house of God here, that people would walk and be healed. They'd be saved. the shackles that bind us would be loosed. And we thank you for this fresh anointing, this power that you are giving us, the power that you're going to work through Aaron and Brooke, the power that you're going to work through all of us individually. We thank you, and we accept it in the name of Yeshua.
There is a great calling upon Aaron and Brooke. The Lord brought them here for a reason, and his reasons are always good. Even if we don't think so, they're always good. But we know that within their hearts that they are the right people for us, and they're here at the right time for us. For the love of God is in them, and from that love of God, they're able to reach others and reach us. They can show us the compassion of the Lord. They can show us the love and the great empathy that he has for us, and sympathy. For our Father is watching over us, and he will work through them to take care of us. And we in turn need to take care of them, and we need to help them, and we need to assist them when we can, and as best we can. So I just want us to remember that in any times of trouble we may have, we can turn to them, and they can minister to us. But in return, when they need times, help, and minister toward them, that we should help them as well.
Lord, just thank you for blessing the congregation with Aaron and Brooke, that it will be a blessing to the congregation, and then in turn the congregation will be able to bless them, and that together we'll both be able to grow and fulfill your perfect plan for Ohev Yisrael.
Lord, we know, as it's been said, that this was Aaron and Brooke were an answer to prayer, a direct answer to prayer, and we thank you that you heard our cry. We know you have mighty things in store, and we look forward to it, and we bless them in the mighty name of Yeshua for all that they need, all the strength, all the wisdom, all the grace, all the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Two things. You're not alone. Abba, we thank you that you don't ever send your spirit in call without the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. You are not alone because you have the presence of the Holy Spirit united with your heart. And you are not alone because you have each other. You are one in your marriage. And you are not alone because you have all of us. You are not alone. The other thing, I just had an impression from the Lord that our congregation, we're stepping out from a place of this. Don't take this the wrong way. That's not what I mean. A preparation place, a place of being there in a we were moving forward, okay? Abba, we are so grateful. We are unworthy of your task. But we thank you that you have given us the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. And we thank you. We trust it resides in Aaron and Brooke Allsbrook. Thank you, Abba, in the name of Yeshua.
Aaron, I would like to read the certificate that Tikkun has presented to you. Tikkun America hereby attests that Aaron Allsbrook was, with hands laid on this day at Springfield, Virginia, installed in the office of Congregational Leader of Ohev Yisrael Messianic Jewish Congregation, dated November 17, 2018, and signed by Dan Juster, President, and also our shliach. Let's give him.
I never quite know what's going to come out of my mouth when I grab this. You guys know how the story goes. I did not want to come here. I also, for that matter, did not want to become a believer because I knew that it would cost me everything. And when I went up to receive the Lord on that day, June 26, 2006, my hands were shaking and I had an outer body experience. In fact, most of you don't know my testimony, and I'll share it one day, but I actually had to die in my dream to see God and to become a believer because my earthly state would not receive him. And I have learned through the years that God has been so gracious to me. I wake up and I am so thankful for my life. And I am so happy he called me out of darkness. And I prayed and I prayed that I would find a husband that loved the Lord in the same way that I did. And I waited for 6 long years, cried many nights. And I knew on the first night that I met my husband that he was the one that I was going to marry. And last night, as we were watching television with our children, I looked at him and I said, "You're becoming the man that I always knew you would be." And it doesn't matter that I didn't want to come. It doesn't matter that I didn't want to become a believer. God knew what I needed for my life and what Aaron needed for his life. And I am so happy to be here and serve all of you.
I'm extremely elated and equally terrified. I'm unworthy of this position. I don't deserve it, and I don't even know what to do. But that's a good place to be, because this is a job that it's impossible at my own strength. And there's nothing left unexposed. And I can only produce what God does in me. So I'm actually very grateful. And because I'm grateful that God would call me and use me in this way. And it's very humbling, and I'm shaking, but I'm really excited. I'm excited to see what God's going to do, and it's a privilege, truly an honor, to serve and lead you. And I'm not doing this from the top down. I'm doing it with you. Whatever I ask of anybody or say, I'll be willing to do it the first, and I'll be the last one, if you will, of the metaphor of, you know, the first one on the ground and the first and the last to leave. But my desire is just to see the love of God grow here and for all of us to become more like Yeshua and to spread that message among the Jewish community and to those of the nations. I didn't come here for nothing. I came here for big things. And I wanted to say how grateful I am to Michael, who's been When I first came, I said, he reminds me of my grandfather. I loved my grandfather. He passed away years ago. I wish he could have been here, but I got Michael instead. But we have a great friendship, and I appreciate his love towards me and his mentorship to me and how he's poured into me. And it's been great. I'm really grateful for that. So thank you. And to the other elders, to Bruce, and of course to Marie, both of you have been really wonderfully welcoming to us. And to Bruce and Nita, we stayed at your house when we first came here. That your love and wonderfully baked goods really helped us come. Doug, it really helped us practically how to get here, which was not necessarily the funnest part of it, but it was necessary. So I appreciate that. And Cindy, thank you for your love and sweetness towards us. Of course, I want to say my in-laws are here. I couldn't ask for better in-laws. I know this was difficult for you. So thank you, though, for not hating me. And for your love and support. I mean, they've seen me grow in the last several years and have been gracious to me. So I love you and thank you. My parents aren't here. Thankfully, they're in California and they're okay. But I love them and they've been wonderfully supportive to me and excited for me. To my friends who came over here, it really means a lot. Thank you for coming. It's pretty it's humbling. And of course, to my wife, I wouldn't be here without you. And I can't go forward without you. So thank you for being my partner. I love you, and it's going to be great. And I really, you know, I'm being installed as the head leader, but, you know, a leader's, he needs a great support. And I'm nothing without Brooke. When I met Brooke, you wouldn't have recognized me 8 years ago. So thank God you get to see me now, not then. So thank you. And I want to thank God, my father. You know, I've known him my whole life. Thank God I had godly parents. But the more and more I get to know him and be with him and know the love of Yeshua, I realize just how wonderful it is and that I don't deserve it and that I'm humbled that he'd continue to go after me. And I'm really looking forward to what he has amongst my people. I'm just so grateful to God. And just, I love him so much. And I thank God for Yeshua that he's alive and accessible. Because without the love of Yeshua, it's not worth it. So I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. And thank you all for welcoming us and being with us and cooking for us when we came here and helping us schlep all of our stuff through the house. And it's really an honor. It really is an honor. And I want to get to know each one of you more and better, find ways to serve, and really to see also you grow to become whom God wants you to be and to do the things that God wants you to do. Amen.
Yeah. Just want to say one last thing. Back in New York, we were raised up by Ron and Marcia Corbett, and Marcia passed away a little over two and a half years ago, and she was really a mother to me and my faith, and she poured herself into me for years.
We had some really godly spiritual parents back in New York with Ron's still with us. We got to see him when we were in Phoenix. But we wouldn't definitely would not be here without them. So an acknowledgement to their love and tutelage. And we used to meet with them weekly, sometimes more. And they really poured into us. So thank God for them. They've really helped pave the way for us to be here. Pray for you. Yeah. Right now we're going to pray for Michael and Marie. Right now, he'll function now as my associate. But nonetheless, I still want to bless him because it's right. So we'll have them sit and we'll pray for them. Father, thank you for Michael and Marie. Thank you for their service here at OHEV. It would not be here without them. Thank you for their continued service, their faithfulness, even the weekly schlep from Maryland, and their continued faithfulness to your people, to this congregation, to you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you've called them out of darkness into light. And I pray now for a blessing upon them as their new transition in life. That you keep them. And it says, as David said, I was young and now I am old, when I have never seen the righteous forsaken or beg for bread. You provide for every one of their needs, Lord. And as we read, as Michael read, that Moses, even at the age of 120, his eyes were strong, his feet were strong, Lord, that you sustained him. Bless them both. Bless their health. Bless their new chapter. Bless their provisions. We know you still have great work for them. Thank you for our continued relationship and the love we have for one another. And I pray, I'm grateful for what I can still glean from them. Bless Michael. Thank you for him. In the name of Yeshua.
Abba, thank you, Father, for this couple right here, Lord God, and the way that you have used them in their life, Lord. We know that there is still more for them to do, Father. And thank you, Lord, for placing them in this congregation. They have been so faithful, Lord God. And we just want to bless them. I pray that this would usher in even a new level of excitement for them, a newness within them, a freedom within them, Lord, to do things that maybe they weren't even able to do before, and now they are free to do. In this congregation, in their lives, in their walk with you, Abba. And I just bless them. I love them, Lord. I pray you would even help us to foster a closer relationship to them, and that we would just be all so connected. And we would thank you so much for them. In Yeshua's name.
Lord, thank you for Mike and Marie, and you're not unrighteous to forget the work and labor of love that they've served here, Lord, the last 12 years and kept this congregation going. Thank you, Lord, thank you for the new ministries you're opening up for them. Yes. And for Michael with the Coast Guard and other things. Continue to open that up, pray for your provision for them, Lord, in the days ahead, in Yeshua's name.
Just want to do one more prayer for the Allsburg family. Brooke has asked for the children as well. Just a reminder, if you've been taking pictures, we want you to be careful about posting anything on the internet because of sensitivities of others who may be trying to make Aliyah in the future and would prefer not to have their pictures associated with things going on that could interfere with that. So just be mindful of that. Thank you. So.
I know that everything is going to be okay because I have complete peace. I mean, just complete peace. So God is here, the Holy Spirit is here. What else do we need?
Well, Father, we pray for this precious family that you've brought in our midst, Lord. We pray you'll put your arms around them. Your wings will surround their family, oh God. Each of these two beautiful girls and this young son, Father, we pray your blessing upon them for health and for safety and all that they do. Bless them as they grow and develop here in this congregation. Help us to, as a body, to reach out to them and show love and compassion and kindness. And we pray for Brooke and Aaron as they continue to raise their family and serve you here in this congregation, Lord, with so many demands upon them. We pray for your strength, wisdom, for grace, and for mercy, Lord God. We pray. Bless them, we pray, in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, let's close. I'm starving. Please stand up. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Yevarechecha Adonai vayishmarecha. Ye Adonai panav elecha vichunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha shalom.